You might think the first user groups that you talk to might be the nurses or the clinicians that you see entering data into these things. Those would be the exact folks you'd ask, who else besides folks in your role interface with this problem or a solution like mine, and use them to find the other stakeholders. But I really wanted to emphasize probably the most important stakeholder of all and is often overlooked by entrepreneurs, and we call that the economic buyer, which would be the department or the individual who has the budget to pay for your solution.
Yeah, totally different environment, but I think as a consultant myself, that's been one of the biggest challenges, is that you think you found the buyer. The department head, maybe the VP of sales, maybe it's HR, whatever. But then you find out that all of a sudden there's some other stakeholders in the buying process that you didn't know about because somebody else actually approves the budget for it. And then all of a sudden the deal you thought you had wrapped up has been blown up off the rails.
So that's why important in your voice of customer is not just getting feedback on the problem or on your prototype solution, but also on the buying process. And the folks that you're engaging with, probably mostly the user buyers, those are probably going to be the richest group that entrepreneurs interface with in terms of stakeholders. But those are the folks to ask, what is the buying process like? And, you know, oftentimes we're talking about hospitals, but what is the buying process like to in the hospital environment, or what is the buying process like in wherever you're innovating, to ask the steps and the stakeholders, and then to learn about each of the roles that those stakeholders have in solving this particular problem. So we call that voice of customer. I think it's been called market research. I think there's been a lot said over the years about having intense customer intimacy as an entrepreneur. And what we see is oftentimes entrepreneurs are really good in one particular aspect of the problem, but not recognizing there's all these adjacencies to the problem, including these buying influences that are really critical upfront in the development process.